Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated to be on the air today. Being out of town, now I am back, ready to go. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Before we start our show today, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come right now just to say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've gone to do, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for each and every person that will listen to this broadcast sometime today or either later in the archives, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you are just so good. You're just so kind and you're so merciful. You're Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what we will hear today, what you have given to us to give to others today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for letting go of ourselves, dear Heavenly Father, and doing and going to according to what you say, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that you've never left us and you're never forsaken us. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we're going to talk about our topic today is, I do not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. My. I think I'll say that one again. I do not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow, which is Jesus Christ. You know, obviously we have no way of knowing what our future will be. However, you know, as Christians, we know the one who knows God. We should not worry about the future because our times are in his hands. And in Psalms 31 and 15, the word of God says, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from them that persecute me. You know, therefore, it's no surprise that Jesus tells us not to worry. Do not worry about tomorrow. And when I turned over to Matthew's, the 6th chapter, and the 34th verse, the word of God says, not me, but the word of God says in your Bible, if you have not tore your pages out. Matthew 6 and 34 say, take, therefore, no thought for the morrow. For the morrow should take thoughts for the things of itself. Suffice unto the day is the evil thereof. So then we're talking about, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. You know, when we got up this morning, we got up with a long list. We want to do this. We want to do that. You know, we had one blueprint that we want to do, but did you consult with God when you arose this morning to find out what God had for you to do? You're worrying about next week, next month, next year. It's not promised to you. You know, again, Jesus emphasized that God loves and cares for us. And when we therefore should not worry about our life, therefore, if I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you would wear. It is not life more important than food. Hold on a moment, a call is coming through. As the word of God says, it is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who are you? By worrying, can add a single hour to your life. And I went to Matthew's, the 6th chapter, the 25th through the 27th verse. And the word of God says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thoughts can add one cubit unto his stature? You know, although you don't know what God has in store for you, be assured that he has a good plan for your life. Over in Romans, we'll turn right on over there to that real quickly. Romans, the 8th chapter in the 28th verse says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You know, because he has such a good plan for you, there is no need to worry about life. Although you don't know what tomorrow holds, you have the opportunity to know the one who holds tomorrow. You know, when you think about that, how many of us are always worrying about tomorrow? And we haven't finished today. We're just starting out the day, but we're worrying about tomorrow. And the word of God say, don't worry about tomorrow or what it holds. But I know who holds tomorrow, which is Jesus Christ. You know, there is so much confusion today going on in the world. The future become unpredictable. There is so much stress, fear, doubt, and uncertainty in many people's hearts these days. The time in which we live is like one of the uncertainty and insecurity. We are not sure not only about the future, the nation as well as the global finance, economic, and security. But there is uncertainty about what will happen to us next individually. You know, with things shutting down with the government, we're worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week. But if you are in Christ, if you are in Goshen, you already know God has his hands on you and your family. If you've been serving God and doing what God has asked and required of you to do, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. You know, we may not know what tomorrow brings, but we know who holds tomorrow. Our tomorrow is not in anybody's hands. I mean anybody, the government or not, it's in God's hand. Our tomorrow is in the hands of the kings of kings and the Lord of lords. We may not know what tomorrow holds for us for obvious reason. We have no way of knowing what our future will be. But we know who knows everything. And that is encouraging to know that Jesus holds the future. He has the future in the palm of his hand. He already knows what's going to go on, when, where, what time, and how. You know, your life, your security, and your futures are in the hands of the living God. You know, many things, and also believe, and many think that they have total control over their life. We don't have control over our life. No matter how much we study and we read it, God has total control over our life. We want to let people pull us by chains here, pull us by chains there, lead us here and lead us there. But don't you know, God is a mighty good leader. God is the one that will lead you everywhere that you need to go. He will not ridicule you. He will not talk about you. He won't slander you. He won't throw you out there to the wolves. Many think they are in control of what they have in their life, but that is foolishness. God is in total control. You know, I thought about that. Let's be realistic, my friends. We don't even know what it is going to happen the next second. Does this mean we are out here by ourselves alone? No. Are we left to uncertainty? No, not at all. God is with us, and he is in control. In him, and only in him, we are safe. The scripture says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rule over all. You'll find that in Psalms 103 and 19. And I'm going to turn back over to that. That way, you'll know I am coming from the Word of God in Psalms 103, verse 19. And the Word of God says, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. That lets you know, nobody in Congress and nowhere else ruling, that God is in total control. It's been occupied since before time. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Psalms 45 and 6 says, I'm going to turn over there and let you know what the Word of God, in case your Bible is not with you right now, I'm going to turn right over to 45 of Psalms and tell you what thus saith the Lord. We're talking today about tomorrow. We worrying about tomorrow. Mm-mm, don't worry about tomorrow. Okay, Psalms 45 and 6 says, and a minute, I turned a little too fast. Okay, Psalms 45 and verse 6 says, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. You know, it's never been vacant and never will be. We can say hallelujah right there. I say hallelujah anyhow. You know, King David in Psalms 31 and 15 says, my times are in your hand. Our past, our present, and our future are in his hands. When you understand this truth, there is nothing that you are afraid of, nor you can live in fear and anxiety. Because you know who holds your life and who holds your future, which is Jesus Christ. He's holding everything in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But right now, I'm going to put a song on, and we're going to be right back. We're going to play a little of this song.
Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart.
Praise the Lord, take me to the King. You know, because when you think about it, I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who holds tomorrow. I have a guest that would like to come on. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, guest from area code 832. Welcome to Joy and Peace. Would you like to say something?
Well, good morning to the Joy and Peace Ministry and to all of those that are listening and have been listening over the past several months. Each lesson brings a new note to the vivid learner who has, whether you are an auditory learner or a visual learner, you can maintain a balance in the lessons that are being taught for just to let us be aware that we are sure that the Lord says that nothing happens unless He allows it. He is the orchestrator. He's the government was placed on His shoulders when He came in the New Testament. So I am a firm believer of what you've taught today in regards to God has everything under control. There's nothing that he's not aware of, and at no time has he never not been there to understand what's going on because he has allowed it. But for the reasons that things are happening, the Bible is being fulfilled. The first note I'd like to drop would be, all things work together for the good to them that are called according to the purpose. Now, the purpose is that we become obedient saints. The second address there is the Bible speaks of, in the book of Revelation, also in the book of Matthew, and in the book of Mark. And we can also find illustrations in the book of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, where the word speaks about man is a determiner of things that will be adverted or alerted to him or her. And it also says that man will become so wise as men, and babies are born really wise now, and they're growing up in that atmosphere, that man has become so wise that in his wisdom, he will destroy his own self, or himself and others. And that's another way we're looking at the things and the actions that are taking place because of the things that we want and the things that we think are congruent to the necessary aspects of living. We make the decision so we think that we can get rid of one thing, and at the second hand, we are aspiring and daring ourselves in another dilemma. So the Bible is being fulfilled, and God is aware of everything that comes and everything that goes because he made the action. He made the time. He is time. He is the element of time. He is the functionality of all things. So I'm greatly apprised in the wisdom that comes through your lessons and your teachings. And for sure, today has been a message to all of those that need to be aware of who's in control. God has it all in control. And I'm reminded of a record by Ricky Dillard and the Chicago Masked Singers. He is in control. God is in control. And he always will be in control. Thank you.
Thank you, guests, for coming on today, because that's what it's all about. God being in control. And until man and woman realize they control nothing, I don't care what they're doing throughout the country, God is totally in control. And like he was referring to some scriptures, which is so true, because I was going to tell them to go to Revelation. Everything is revealing in Revelation is what's going on right now. Let you know God is in control. He already knew what was going to happen before it happened. Those that prophets and prophetess, those that is studying the word of God, not just reading, but getting in depth in the word of God. God is showing so many people around the world revelation to let them know. No matter what this one say or that one say, I'm in total control. No matter what you do, what you try to do, you think you're doing it on your own. No, I am in control. He controlled our motor skills, our mouth, our eyes, our ears, our everything. This broadcast, he in total control. Whether anyone come on or go off, or somebody want to come on and say something, don't you know you are? He in total control. The very fiber of our being, God is in control. And you know, because you know who holds your life and who holds your future, mom and daddy, sister and brother don't hold your future. Jesus do. You know, whether it's pleasing or not, whether it's a dark or bright day, God is the one hold your future. You will trust him and you will rest in him. You have no choice. You know, you deal with your future in faith and not in fear, not with limitation. You can boldly stand and declare, I trust in you, God. No matter what problems you have, no matter what tribulation you go, no matter what trial you're going through, when you put your trust in God, you know, like I was telling some guys in the prison, you know, the problem that you have is so small and minute. But you are the one that blow it out of proportion where it's built bigger than a building. And when God show you that problem where you could have been out that problem, that situation, 30 minutes, an hour, you make it into years and years and years. Because He the one in control. You want to take control of it. Just because he wasn't a Santa Claus and came down the chimney or the front door, whatever, to give you exactly what you need at that time. You figured you had it together, but when you looked around, you had to wait on God. That lets you know God is in control, that he holds tomorrow, not you, not me. He holds everything. Our future is in his hand. You know, you deal with your future in faith and not in fear. You can boldly stand and declare, I trust you, God, with my everything, my life, because you gave me life. Oh, Lord, I say you are my God. My times are in your hand. As long as you are in his hands, you are safe and secure. Did you know that? I'm going to say that again. As long as you are in God's hands, you are safe and secure. Get out of the hands of God and see where you end up at. See what all chaos just strike your life and thing when you, because God ain't never left us. We leave God. God is standing right there with open arms to take you to the next level, to take you to where you need to go. So that I thought this was no more than a befitting topic on, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. None of us know what's going to happen the next second of this day. We're in hopes that we're going to do this. We're in hopes we can do that. But really, you may have left home this morning with an agenda that you wanted to do. But before you even get to the agenda where you thought you was going, God has rearranged your schedule. He have sent something or someone else for something that he wants you to do. But you already got a list on what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to do next week. Well, why can't this happen right now? Because he the one that holds your future. He the one that holds your tomorrow. It's not you. It's not me. It's not the broadcast. But it's our loving and kind King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Savior, our Jesus Christ, that holds your future. You know, as long as you are in his hand, you are safe. As long as you are in his hand, you are in good hands, whether you know it and realize it or not. If anyone would like to come on and say something, feel free, because I have my switchboard open. And if you know someone would like to come on the broadcast today, someone you want to share this broadcast with, have them to dial into area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I want to thank all the guests so far that have come in, that have tuned in, something that someone have said so far on one of my guests have given us a lot of information. And if there's others that would like to come on, just give that number to someone, even at a future reference if they don't want to come on today. It may be another program that they may be interested in coming on. But today we are talking about I don't know what tomorrow holds, because I don't. I'm just trying, you know, like that song said, I'm just trying to live from day to day, from moment to moment. You know, a lot of people didn't receive their income this month. A lot of them are out of work this month. But look to Jesus. Don't look to the people that you feel in charge, because God is in charge of everything. He's the one know when he going to do what, when he going to do it, and how he going to do it. He the one holding our future in his hand. But you know, this doesn't mean there will be trouble and everything will be fine. Remember what Jesus said in his word. You will have trouble, trials and tribulation on this side. But he's standing right there to walk you through each and everything that you go through. Just have trust in it. Don't fear. Don't have any doubt. Don't put limitations on God. Don't put him in a box. You know, so many Christians want to put God in a box. and leave them there. You can't box God in. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. And I thank God for holding my future in his hand, because I don't even know, just because I'm doing the broadcast right now, I may have had something in my mind that I want to do after the broadcast, but God have a total different agenda. He may have me to get up and do something totally different. May send a call in where I need to go here or go there. May send somebody here that I need to minister to. You just don't know what the next second is going to bring. You know, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. That is what faith is. That is the assurance we have. No matter how strong the storm is in your life, no matter how high the wind may blow, you just stand in faith because you know he will get you where you need to go. You'll be there on time. You know, a lot of times they say, don't hurry, God. And we want to hurry, God, just wait, because he got everything in control. That's true. God got everything in control. So today, no matter who's listening to this program, remember, you don't know what tomorrow holds, but Jesus Christ already knows. He created you. He knows we would be talking about this topic today before we know it ourselves. He knows every minute detail of our life. You may not realize that, but just keep getting up saying good morning. Keep getting up thanking God, and he's going to show you each and every day. Call the area code 832. Would you like to say something? Might be on mute. You know, maybe you are in a difficult situation right now, and there is so much burdens on your shoulder. I'm going to stick a pin right there. If you are in a difficult situation right now in your life, no matter what it is, it's time for you to call on Jesus. You've turned to the left, you turned to the right, you looked in front, you looked behind. What you got to do is stand still and let the Lord fight that battle for you. He can do it for you today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. He the one holds tomorrow. He the one holds today. You know, a lot of you all have burdens on your shoulders, and you don't know which way to go. Take it to Jesus, because he's going to work it out. Like I go back to say, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I do know who holds tomorrow, which is Jesus Christ. I have some more listeners that have come on. Thank you so much for coming on to Joy and Peace. Outreach today, our topic is, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. You know, we always can get up and surmise, well, this is going to happen right now. This is going to, No. We don't know from one second to the next what's going to happen. We in hopes of this might happen, we as human beings. But God in the supernatural, he knows everything. When we start tapping in and go into the supernatural to know what God would have us to do, he's still holding us. He's still taking us to that next level. It's not by our choosing. And, you know, we have to realize that. You know, today, maybe you will experience hopelessness and dissatisfaction in your life. Now is the time to connect with God. Now is the time to turn everything over to him. Because we know without a shadow of doubt that he can work it out. And when you're going through things, don't try to put off, you know, that cliche you have, don't put off today for tomorrow, which you can do for today, because tomorrow is not promised to you. And I go right back to say, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, maybe you are in dark places right now in your life. You feel alone, and no one will be able to help you. Jesus is right there. When everybody else have turned their back on you, everybody else have walked away, everybody else have called you everything, said everything about you, Jesus is standing there with open arms, letting you know he got your back, front and side. He's never left you. Like I said earlier, you leave him, but he haven't left you. You know, maybe you are in so much pain today and night. Maybe you woke up with pain in your body, and it's been worrying you morning and night. Have you taken it to Jesus? Or are you one of those waiting till next week to go to the doctor? Or next week when you get paid? Everything is tomorrow or next week or next year. I go right back to, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I do know who holds tomorrow. So that means we need to be who ourselves, to put our trust totally in God. Because he knows our tomorrow. He knows our today. Let us make the best of today. For those that's working on their job, you went in with one plan this morning that you're going to do this, and then you're going to set this aside to do it tomorrow and the next day. Do what you can, while you can, while you have time, because tomorrow is not coming. You know, you can declare in faith and say, I trust in you, God. Oh, Lord, I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Don't settle down to live permanently with fear, uncertainties, putting limitations on yourself. If you do, you will never be strong in your faith or effectiveness. You have no clue what tomorrow holds, but you know who holds tomorrow. You know, we sit down and contemplate, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to go take care of this tomorrow. I'm going to take care of this bill tomorrow. I'm going to go apply for that job tomorrow. You know, just think about all the things that you say, not just me, you say that you're going to do tomorrow. That's why I could come up with, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. You living in anticipation, but you don't know really what's going to happen the next second. You know, only God knows. Only God. You know, I thought about that. If you do, you will never be strong in your faith or effectiveness. You have no clue what tomorrow holds, but you know who holds tomorrow. If you put your faith and trust in Jehovah God, then you will know he holds, and you will know he's holding your hand. My friends that's listening in radio land, nothing in this world or no one can give you assurance about tomorrow, because nothing this world can offer is forever. Only God can give you absolute assurance. He is the only one who can give permanent promise. The Lord is saying to you today, everyone that's listening to this broadcast, I will never leave you to stand alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is saying, I will always be with you through thick and thin. You see, our family and our friends say, I'm going to be with you. I got your back, girl. I got your back, boy. And when you look around and you need them, who got your back? Jesus. Supporting you by my own appointed hand. No one can scratch you out of my hand. That's what John 10 and 28 say. Let me turn over there and read all of it with John 10 and 28 says, the word of God says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Here, God going to give you eternal life. Man can't do that. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. God had each one of us in the palm of his hand. I don't care how many people, billion and billion of people, God have total control. He holds our today and our tomorrow. Remember, it is only God can give you peace and rest in your lonely nights like he did to Jacob. I know you know the story of Jacob. You've read it. And today, his promise and assurance that sustained Jacob that night is for you today. All the promises God has in the word of God is for you today. The Lord said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to the land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. So God has given you, a lot of us, promises that serving God, that's listening to what Jesus is saying. So as Jesus said in John 14 and 27, and I'm going to read that to you. 14 and 27 say, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now that's what the word of God save you all. Peace I leave with you. My peace. Not sated peace, not overseer peace, but his peace that he leave with you. My. But the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you and keep you from evil? You'll read that in Thessalonians 3 and 3. And at this time, if I have any guests that would like to say something that's online, feel free. Just punch 1 on your keypad. Or if you would like to, go on the chat line and write something out on the chat line. You can send that to me, too. You'll be greeted with good morning to everyone and a smiley face from joy and peace. And at this time, I'll play us another selection while someone is getting ready to come on and say something to the listening audience this morning.
Even in my trials,
Amen, amen. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. And getting ready to come to a close, you know, our times are in his hand, and no one shall pluck it out of his hand. You know, it is one of life's great tragedy that we want to be in control of everything. And when we lose everything, we remain alone. Unless you put your trust in the Lord and believe that he can hold what you give to him, you will never experience peace and contentment. Let God be God in your life and trust him. He will do what is best for you. Yes, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And on the ending of my show for today, I want to leave this with you. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't worry from its sunshine, for its skies may turn gray. I don't worry the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today, I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lining. There the sun is always shining. There's no tears will dim the eyes. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountain touched the sky. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that is my portion may be through the flame of flood. But his presence goes before me, and I covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. That is our broadcast for today. Who holds my hand? I don't know about tomorrow, but I know today Jesus is holding my hand. And I hope each one of you all that tuned into the broadcast today got something from this broadcast today. Don't worry about tomorrow, because God will take care of tomorrow. He holds today and tomorrow. Just giving him the glory today. We're giving him the praise, because he is such a good God, an all-caring God. And when you just think just a little bit in your fine like mind, put both of your hands out and look at your hands and just say, God, have his hands open like this. I am in Jesus' hand. Why am I worrying about today and tomorrow that have never come yet? I have not even completed the day. I don't know what's going to happen the very next second. So I don't know what tomorrow holds. But in confidence and faith, I already know tomorrow, which is Jesus Christ. I thank each and every one that have come to the line. We will be doing some new things, a new overhaul with joy and peace. We will continue on coming to the line. We will continue on bringing you the Word of God. But we're going to change the format a little bit. So if it's anybody out there in radio, computer land, that would like to come on Joy and Peace as a guest, please do write me or email me at blogtalk.com/joyandpeace.com. I would love to hear from you. Anyone that would like to just come on. And I want to thank Radio Mom number 2 that came on. She didn't get to stay long. But I thank you for at least taking the time out from your busy schedule to be able to tune in a little while to Joy and Peace Outreach. And everyone that came on that didn't even say anything, thank you so much. Because by you coming on, you made this program today what it is. I don't worry or don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. I want you all to have a wonderful, a blessed, and exciting day in the Lord. Let me see if I can play one more song that will take us on off the air. I'll see if it'll come up. Here it goes. Work it out.